There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Yeah. Here we go. Follow the Money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Hall, live downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino is your location as always. Busy Wednesday edition of the program coming up. Indy Jeff Seeley, he's been hot with his selections on the show with the PGA. That's in an hour. We'll talk to Dan Shaughnessy coming up in 2 hours on the Celtics and the Heat. And Bob Oschuzin, who is awesome calling whatever game he's on or event for ESPN. We'll talk NHL with him back end of today's program. Last night, Paulie, we will begin in the association. I think the biggest takeaway again from last night is, and it's not going to play out like this every single time, but you need to forget what you watched in the previous game, right? Because the Mavericks could not shoot a lick in Game 3 at home against the Warriors in a much-needed game when they were down 2-0. In that game, Bullock 0-7 from downtown, Kleber 0-5, Bertans 0-2. The team was 13-45. Last night, they hit them hard in the second quarter and in the third quarter before they had to hold off the backups there late before it got squirrely.
Yeah.
Bullock 6-10. Kleber 2-3, the team was 20-43. It completely flipped.
Yeah, they were due for one of those. The Warriors have been terrible in this spot, usually up 3-0 in the series. You had the rain delay. We had everything. But up 29 in the fourth quarter, the thing was cut to 8 late. But another blowout in the playoffs, another team that's up 30. The prop cashes again. And now Luka's saying, hey, man, we got a shot. We think we can win. Now they're talking crazy. But I expect Golden State to finish them off in Game 5. But could have gone a couple of ways. They packed it in 1-2-3 Cancun, or the Warriors disrespected their opponent in the game, and I thought that happened too. But the Mavs played well, and the shots were going in.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Dubs finish them off in Game 5 back in San Francisco. But now this series is actually, it's 3-1. The other series is 2-2, which tips off tonight for Game 5. That series has been ridiculous to watch. This series has actually been close. And you could actually sit here today and say, well, the Mavs could easily be tied at 2-2. Hell, they could be up 3-1. I'm not going to say that they blew Game 2, but to have that kind of a display in the third quarter when you scored almost 70 points at halftime or whatever it was, and you had a 19-point lead at one point in Game 2 in San Francisco, and you lose that game, and then they just could not hit the broadside of a barn in Game 3. If they hit a couple more shots in that game, you could be sitting here talking about a 2-2 series.
That's a reach. Game two, I thought they should. I could say that they blew game two. You can't blow a 19-point lead. All they had to do was.
I don't think game three is a reach. They couldn't hit any shots.
Well, that's. I don't think. Well, that sometimes that happens. Oh. Same thing can happen in Golden State too. But that's always difficult. The 3-0 situation. I can't believe only three teams have forced a game seven down 0-3 in NBA history. That surprises me. There were a lot of good articles yesterday about, is it ever going to happen? Why haven't we seen a comeback in this sport when it's happened in the other sports? But I don't know. Maybe it's more of a rollover and teams ready to start the vacation or what. But that was a good game by Dallas. Well, and no one played well for Golden State, really.
And by the way, keep in mind that this happened to Golden State in the first run of the playoffs this year, right? When they were up 3-0.
Yes.
In Denver.
That was a close game, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And a good game.
So, right. And Denver played well at times in that series, but Denver, people thought that they were dead game four, and no, they came back and won game four. They didn't want Golden State to celebrate on their home court, and they won that game and extended it to 5. But Luka again last night, 36.6 points per game now, highest NBA history in elimination games. The rundown is just 30-14-9 he had last night for the game. So this is Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach. Now, this is after the loss last night, telling the media and the world that they tried to focus on basketball.
As a coach, my job is get the team ready to play. Difficult to sort of keep perspective on a day like today. But that's the shock and the grief, the anger, it's there. From all of our guys and from, I'm sure, everybody in the building. So you have to accept that and go out and play, and that's what we try to do.
We will touch on this for a minute here. I'm sure most of you saw Steve Kerr before the game talking to the media when he was asked about the game when he went off about the latest mass shooting in this country, and he's shaking like this. And he's ranting and yelling for like 2 minutes. And I don't know, maybe it popped in your head, popped in my head, like, okay, do they really want to play this game tonight? And then you saw Steph Curry, maybe you guys missed this too, but Steph Curry actually before the game retweeted that and said, you need to watch this video as much as you watch the game tonight. And the thought was, well, do they even want to play? Who wants to be out there tonight? And that thought, I think, probably entered, a lot of people's minds.
But I don't think so, because it's the same thing for the Mavs. The Mavs are human beings too, and it took place in Texas.
Yeah,
and that, so they could have the same effect, right? But that's certainly with his history and what happened in the early '80s to his father.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a great job before the game. But that's the other thing too about because when we went to the Super Bowl in 2007, it's to the point of it's absurd how much they have to talk to the media. And what's he going to say? I mean, he's like, no, nothing's changed. Our team's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're 3 hours before the game. What am I going to say? But the hell with basketball. Here's what I want to talk about. So
I must admit that having never been a coach before, if you have to put yourself in their shoes and how much they talk to the media, that would get a little tiresome, right?
That's the same thing.
And you need to come out before the game and after the game and talk to the same people. Like after the game, fine. But before the game?
Yes.
Yeah, why? A lot of this is pointless. Like the stuff on TV that we get with the sideline reporters at halftime and in between timeouts. The amount of coaches that have given us like any good sound bites at halftime, yeah. it's like 5. We've got like 5 instances where like, wow, that guy's crazy pissed off right now. Or in between timeouts, if it's not Popovich having fun with like David Aldridge, it's been garbage over the last 10 years.
Well, they should be upset with it because you're trying to coach your team here as you're getting ready in a timeout or out of a timeout. And I have to talk to a reporter and I'm not going to give you anything anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That you're asking for strategy, which they're not going to give you.
All right, so that game goes to a game 5, goes back to San Francisco now, and we agree that the Warriors will finish him off. Any idea what's going to happen tonight as we sit here, you know, 12 hours before tip?
Yes, Boston wins. I agree with Dan Shaughnessy, who's on the show later, that this would be it's to the point now it would be a choke job if Boston can't win this. When you look at how it's set up now and the schedule, and every other day with travel, your best player, Butler, has a knee injury, no lift, no burst, he can't get to the basket. I think it's only 2 free throw attempts since game 2. In the last 2 games, Boston is plus 40 from the free throw line. Miami fouls. They're rough, they're playing physical, and it goes back to how the officials call it. But Boston came unglued, and what happened in the third quarter of game one, and then the poor performance. Boston has played two bad quarters, and that's why the series is tied at two and why it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't know what happened in the first quarter of game three, which was ridiculous. But you see the difference Williams makes. This is assuming everyone plays, by the way, which is another thing. But you see the difference Williams makes, and Bam has not had an impact in the series other than when Williams was out and he went off in game three. You have Hero hurt. You have Butler compromised. Boston's the better team anyways. Miami's going to put them at the free throw line because they foul. I think the officials will call it tight the rest of the series. Boston should win this thing. And you just see how it's played out. Will you take out those two bad quarters they've had? That's it. They've dominated the series as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, they have. That's what I just said. I mean, the series is tied at two apiece. It hasn't even been close. And yet somehow we're sitting here talking about a game five tonight where it's tied at two.
Well, Spoelstra wants to tell you it is close. I don't know what the hell he's watching.
I have no idea what he was talking about with that soundbite the other day. But I think the key tonight to me is Robert Williams. If this guy plays and he's out there and he can give it a go and play 30 minutes, give or take, I think we've seen this before again. Not to beat a dead horse, but he's the key defensively to this team. And if he's out there, then I'm sorry, but Bam Adebayo, his points prop right now is 16.5. I can't trust him to score 17 points tonight when they have Horford and Robert Williams on the floor. He did it one time, like you said, and that was when Williams did not play in that game. Now, if they get Smart back tonight and he goes, Tatum was awesome the last game and they needed it. The night before that, he was terrible. And Jaylen Brown had the game of his playoff career when he scored more than 40. So if those two guys click on the same night tonight and they get Smart back and we have the injury concerns with Butler, Hero, and who the hell knows what else is going to happen after our show today and leading into this game, I'm with you. I'm with the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, it's simple. Don't take and take care of the ball. In game three, 25% of their possessions ended in turnovers.
Would the Heat have in that game 19 steals?
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, come on. This is the NBA we're talking about
it's
here.
They have problems dribbling, believe it or not. This might be the best team in the NBA, and it might win the title. They have problems dribbling. But take care of the ball, and don't let Miami go off from three, and they're going to win this series. Because Butler's not going to be the same player. I know Nick Friedell, ESPN, who's covered him for much of his career, said, I know Jimmy. And if Jimmy says, I'm good, the knee's fine, it means something's wrong with the knee.
Oh, is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said. So you're just seeing it since he hurt the knee. And he missed this game in the Atlanta series. He had to leave early in this series. He's come back. He hasn't been able to get to the line. He did nothing in game four. So he's compromised. Hero's hurt. Boston's got to win this in six.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The Heat are very fortunate that Boston had that crappy first quarter in game three and that they somehow hung on to win despite the Celtics cutting that to a one-point lead or a one-point deficit in the fourth quarter without Jimmy Butler in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
This series should...
Bad loss.
It could have, would have, should have. It probably should be 3-1 Boston.
Right. Well, you have the zigzag that has worked out in this series, too. And maybe you just get, okay, now Miami responds. They're down 18-1. They got humiliated in game two. They win game three. Same thing with Boston. How do you lose that game? You're down 26. You cut it to one. That just shows you how the Boston's a better team. You're down 26. You cut it to one.
They're better. A better basketball team.
But maybe Miami responds tonight. But Boston should win this series. But easier said than done.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which, of course, is BetRivers.com. Win Some, Lose Some is up next. He had a chance to become the fourth player in postseason history to accomplish this last night. Did he? We will tell you next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Right, favorites again, 11-4 last night in baseball, 61.5% on the season. Here come the runs, 11-4 to the over, and that wild finish in the Bay with San Francisco and the Mets, too. Starting to see some runs now.
Yeah, 13-12 in that game. Cubs had 11. The Red Sox exploded for 16. The Royals got 6 off Zach Gallen. Okay, new baseballs? I'm convinced.
Yeah, right. The A's plus 160. They beat the Mariners. Carolina, Hurricanes. In the playoffs, the home team's 11-0. You tweeted it out late during the game. This is something. They're plus minus in terms of goals.
There
differential,
you go.
Home and away in the playoffs?
At home. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. At home, 6-0, plus 15 goal differential. On the road, 0-4, minus 13 goal differential. Night and day.
Right. 0-5 now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rangers, 34-2-3 when leading after two periods. My God. That's incredible this year. We talked about Carolina. Rangers right there, too. Goal in the first five in the what the hell is Markstrom doing? What are you doing? Stay in the goal.
Can you explain what happened?
He gives the puck away, whiffed on it. He comes out to play the puck. He goes back in the net. Then he comes out again and he whiffs on it. And gave him Oilers a goal less than a minute in the game.
It's 15 seconds into the game.
What's he doing?
He goes to play the puck behind the net. And he's like lollygagging around trying to get back to the net. And
right.
Oops, there's one that got by me 15 right. seconds into the game. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. How about Mike Smith? Gives up one from the other blue line.
Uh-huh.
That was me in a playoff game against Moorhead. I mean, what's he doing? He says, I lost the puck from that far out? Because he threw his hands up and he had a conniption and threw a fit. I'm like, what? What's he going to say? He was screened from 200 feet? He goes, I lost the puck. Never happened before. That tied the game, but they won. But that was 3-0 Edmonton.
It
that
was.
Tied the game.
Yep.
Oilers, 37-2-1 when scoring first this year.
Well,
that is crazy.
And by the way, McDavid now, he did become the fourth player in postseason history with 7 straight multi-point games. He had 2 assists last night.
Mitch doesn't go back to Edmonton. I think there'd be a time that you have to make a goaltender change in Calgary.
The year that he had.
I know. It's been a rough series, no doubt about it. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends, and Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. Here we go with the dog videos. A little altercation here. You hate to see this. But, one guy points it out. Guys start a little fight here, jumping on the little fella. And they go, okay, you want a piece of me? And they stand up, they go, like squaring off, like in the old wrestling days where they would come in. Like, who's going to throw the first shot here?
Here comes the dance.
Here comes, yeah. They're dancing.
The tango.
That's what that was. That is great. Look at it. He pushes him in.
Oh.
But the big guy started the whole
thing.
He's
the instigator. Yes, he is.
Woody Woodpecker routine. That's ridiculous by that dog. And they're ready to square off about who's going to throw first. Hate to see this. This is beautiful. This is a smart dog. At the car wash, right? You know, he's taking a peek, looking at how it works. Sees the car on the back there. Okay, yeah, I got an itch. I'm a little dirty myself.
Come
running
on.
Around. That's how you do it. The dog comes in. Yeah, take care of myself.
It's right there.
Yeah. Boy, that's the spot.
Hit that mud puddle a little earlier.
Yeah.
Come over here. Yeah.
Dog in the car wash. Beautiful. Yeah, we talked. he's got. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got the fan, too. I didn't even see that. at the end. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday with the EDC nonsense with the Bills, and someone sent this. This was Cav44J. There is the Bruins tab after they won the Stanley Cup when they went out. And there it is, a great graphic. Good job, Dustin, about the breakdown. 156,000. 100,000 of it was spent on the Ace of Spades gold bottle. And that, good for them. A lot of hockey, all hockey players, a lot of beer on there. A lot of beer. Look at that.
136 Bud Lights.
Sure. Absolutely.
So that's, again, that's
it. Who got the Johnny Walker black? One guy, right? Give me that. $12.
That's $156,000 10 years ago at Foxwoods. 11 years ago now.
Service charge, $25,000. Yeah, there you go. And a little wine. Paulie, more wine. Good. That is excellent. Good job. Lose some? VGK, Golden Knights organization. Gallant and the Rangers are two wins away from going to the conference finals. A year after going to the Stanley Cup and as an expansion team, Vegas fired this guy.
I couldn't believe it then.
What are they doing? The one that got away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an unbelievable coach. Comes right in and turns that organization around.
I believe that was the definition of coaches are never safe in the NHL. It's an expansion team.
Right.
You went to the Cup Final in its first year ever. One of the best sports stories in in the history of America. And a year and a half later, gone. See you later.
Absolute lose some here. New Oreo cookie Ritz cracker collaboration. No, I can't.
I'm surprised by this because you're a big cookie fan and you love crackers. You don't like the combination of the two?
I don't want to put them together.
Oh, you don't
want
to have?
No, I don't want. No.
You don't want to have the marriage of the black and white cookie?
I don't know. That looks terrible. I don't want to do that. I want no part of that. That's a bad collaboration. Not a fan. And now we've ripped the NBA playoffs here, and rightfully so, with all the blowouts. And I was pissed off yesterday, and I tweeted, Mavs by 30 tonight. Well, 20. It almost got there. But look at this tweet that said it. Well, it used to be a lot worse. This is the 2004 Eastern Conference Finals between Indiana and Detroit. Take a peek at those scores. Game 78-74, 72-67, 85-78, 83-68, 69-65. Oh, my God. That is horrendous.
I remember those games. But I don't remember the totals. Do we have totals like in the 160s? For that series? For the NBA?
Is that what it was?
I'm guessing it was probably like 170, maybe?
Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, that's what the league used to be like?
The people will not admit this. Early 2000s, mid 2003, 5,
Spurs,
6, whatever.
Spurs dynasty going on.
The NBA was an unbelievably bad product.
Right.
It was terrible.
Right. No one plays defense? Okay. No one could shoot. Everyone packed it in the paint. No one could shoot.
It's around 2004 when we sent a young group of guys over to Greece to play in the Olympics, and they got buried. And it's like, hey, we need an overhaul here.
Yeah. Yeah. One more lose some. You can chime in and tweet at us. New York Post, 65%. 65% of people would rather sleep with their pets than their spouse. What do you think? Snoring? More room in the bed? The dog sleeps by your feet.
I don't mind sleeping or next, like cuddling with a dog once in a while. The licking the paws at 12:30 in the morning.
I don't get any of that. No,
you don't get it.
You're a good boy.
I get that once in a while. They're all over the map. Once Jordan falls asleep, is he done for the night?
Out cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Our dogs will
wake up, get restless. Yeah.
Yes, a little bit. I'm not a fan.
You like it when they're having a dream?
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. The amount of video I have on my phone.
Yeah.
Scary. Hours I have of recording my dogs when they're dreaming.
Jaime, your reaction to that? 65% of people rather sleep with their pets than their spouse. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
All right. So you think Edmonton Calgary is over with?
Benito.
You called it in game five. What happens in Rangers Hurricanes in that series?
I think it goes seven.
Rangers in seven?
I think they Carolina in game five, Rangers in game six.
And then who knows what happens?
Igor's hot, baby. Don't let Igor get on a roll. Watch out now. And that means that, it could be Igor against Vasilevsky, and maybe the Rangers can go all the way to the cup. This is something. What a turnaround. Got the power play going. Carolina, that's the other thing. It goes back to the Boston series. They go on the road. They lose their heads and composure. Stay out of the penalty box. Bad beat with the first period under. Two power play goals by the Rangers. Top five power play. Carolina, number one kill. And that's going to Igor's going to make that stand up.
So they're going to have to go to Carolina and win a game, though.
Well, the first two games were close, though. I mean, they were right there. What was it, game one? They led with 2 minutes left.
I can compare it to the NBA when I don't think a lot of people thought the Mavericks could go and win in Phoenix. And look what happened in game seven there. Up by 30 at halftime.
They're only a $1.50 favorite to win the series, Carolina. Yeah. I mean, it's a toss-up.
Saw the send-out here like around $1.41 for game five, Carolina.
Yeah. They haven't lost at home. You got to back them. I think you'll get a different team.
I think you will, too.
And that's right. Right. But the fact that the Rangers are even here, I know it was a third-string goalie, but you're down 3-1, and Igor was having problems against Pittsburgh. What a turnaround.
Yeah, I think my Calgary to win the Western Conference at 35-1 is a dead ticket at this point.
Wow.
So I said this yesterday. If I lose that ticket, at least we're going to get Oilers Avalanche, and I can't wait to see what McDavid and company is going to look like against that team. That should be, for the NHL, could they ask for anything better than that? Talent?
Okay, it might go five, though.
Oh, no, it could.
Mike Smith's going to have problems.
And they might get swept.
Yeah.
And every game might be 7-4.
Good.
But I want to see the speed of Colorado go against McDavid and Draisaitl and everybody else.
What's the total if it's Igor against Vasilevsky?
Oh, we get five, that. Five, rock solid five.
I mean, I know.
Right? Bet Rivers is your home for betting on the French Open. Log in any day of the French Open to receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bet of the French Open. The top half of the men's draw is loaded, and it's shaping up to be an amazing Grand Slam event. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Some NFL win totals coming up next from a pro bettor and one of the best NFL odds makers in the business. We will run down and tell you who they like this year coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams. Bet Rivers, as you covered, they've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, little National Football League talk here as Todd Dewey, he covers sports betting and gambling for the Las Vegas Review-Journal out here in this city. He talked to a professional sports bettor, and he also talked to Ed Sammons, who is one of the best NFL odds makers you're ever going to see, and he lives out here in Vegas, and he works at the Westgate. He got some win totals in the NFL that they like, and they've bet so far this year. The first one from Jeff Whitelaw, pro bettor, is the Las Vegas Raiders over their win total. And he told Todd Dewey, coupling Adams, who is arguably the best receiver in football, with Carr, the Raiders will definitely be improved, as will the rest of the division. The Raiders have a terrific offense. If they can stay healthy, I really think they're solid. He also really liked the addition of Chandler Jones to go alongside of Max Crosby. So that's his first one that he told Dewey about in that division to win more than 8.5 games. They won 10 last year, Paulie, with a 17-game schedule, and they were a playoff team.
6-1. Longest shot on the board to win the division. Someone's got to finish last in this tough division. But that's interesting because a lot of people are in love with Denver. And Peter King, as we talked about yesterday, has the Chargers the second-best team in the league.
Yeah.
So that's
I had a big bet on the Raiders under 8 last year. And part of the reason why is because the drafts over the previous like 2 or 3 years were terrible. And it turned out like that. Like, they're not even offering second contracts to any of these guys in recent drafts. So they're not even back on the team, and they underperformed, they overdrafted, et cetera, and somehow they overachieved and won 10 games, and they got better in the offseason. But the win total is 8.5 because of the division that they play in. Saints over 8.
Very popular now.
Both guys have it.
Yep.
Sammons actually played Saints over 7.5. Whitelaw bet them over 8, 9-8 last year. No Sean Payton, but Jameis Winston, you know, he missed half the season. They played 4 quarterbacks. They were without Michael Thomas. Now Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, Thomas going to be back. And you can still find 8. There are 8.5s out here in Las Vegas, but if you find 8. Now, this took, by the way, out here at one book, it was 8 over even money. That moved to $1.35 within the span of a day. So the Saints total is on the move from 7.5 to 8, juiced over, or 8.5. So a lot of people are on New Orleans this year.
They could actually start 5-0. Because remember, they have dominated Tampa Bay in the regular season going back, even with Brady. So So it's Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina, Minnesota, Seattle. Three of them are at home.
Now, don't forget that. Possibly. Along with that, division stinks at the bottom. Like, they could go, you could easily see them going 3-1 combined, maybe, four, who knows, against Carolina and Atlanta. That's another one. But, again, this comes down to, do you want to fire, you know, a significant chunk of your bankroll on an NFL win total in May? Because I was very close to pulling the trigger on a decent bet on the Saints over 8 even money. I didn't, and now it's $1.30, so I'm not going to, like, didn't do it then, I'm not going to do it now. Eagles over 9. Salmon's played at over 8.5. The number's up to 9. 9-8 last year. And Salmon said the Eagles go from one of the harder schedules to the easiest. And I'm kind of big on that. I believe that's a good indicator, he said. The easier schedule. And the team seemingly has improved. They got A.J. Brown. And he goes down and talks about how the draft was really, really good. I would agree with that. And he also added that he doesn't think there's a big separation between Philadelphia and Dallas.
Yep. Peter King has the Eagles better than the Cowboys.
He does.
And the Cowboys, the 15th power-rated team in the NFL. To his point about the schedule, Detroit, Minnesota, Washington, Jacksonville to start out. It all comes down to Hurts, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But they remember, going back, we haven't had a repeat division champ in the East since 2004,
yep.
And the Cowboys haven't made the playoffs back-to-back years since 07, I believe it is.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people also expect the Cowboys to come back to the pack a little bit this year and not be, you know, how much is the loss of Cooper going to be on offense?
Right.
I think the defense can only get better, yep, potentially for Dallas. But
I'm really getting there with the Jets over 5.5. Ask Bob with Schusen coming up. $1.50 juice. But now in light of this, it appears Watson's getting suspended. And they play them week 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough. They start with the AFC North the first 4 games. But all the moves they made, Wilson has put on weight. To me, the Jets should be able to get to 6 wins.
He put on weight in a good way.
Right, yes.
Add a lot of muscle.
Muscle, right.
Yep.
What I'm looking at.
All right. Have you played it yet?
I'm going to.
You're going to? Okay. Yeah. Another one here from Ed Sammons at the Westgate. Bengals under 9.5. He expects this team to suffer from a Super Bowl hangover. The quote was here to Todd Dewey in the RJ, the team that loses in the Super Bowl always seems to struggle the next year.
Right.
That fits Cincinnati this year. Their schedule is difficult and the division is tough. I think Cincinnati will regress. End of quote from Ed Sammons. And look at that division again that they're in.
Well, like a lot of people, I'm high on the Ravens. We ran it down yesterday. You didn't have Jackson, Humphrey, Peters, all these, Stanley, all these guys are hurt. They're 8-3. They're going to the playoffs. And then you got Johnson in there at quarterback, another backup quarterback. And then COVID issues and all your losses down the stretch except one were by 1, 2, or 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl loser, the Super Bowl loser of the last 27 years, only one team has got back to the Super Bowl, won the conference. That was New England four years ago.
That was the Patriots, right? Yeah,
right.
Okay. Right.
But they could still go over their win total, but there usually is a down year for the Super Bowl loser.
That absolutely exists. Cowboys under 10.5 was one on their list. And also, this is pretty key here. Again, Jeff Whitelaw, professional sports bettor, he has the Bears under 6.5.
Yeah.
And here's the quote. It's one of my favorite plays. I think the Bears will be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Ooh.
End of quote.
Ooh.
Now, that I read the story, and it came out a couple days ago, I believe, I've actually seen other people say that the Bears could be one of the worst teams in the league. Are they going to be worse than Atlanta? Going to be worse than Jacksonville, the Texans, Seattle? Maybe.
Comes down to the quarterback.
Hold on. Are they worse than Detroit?
Hmm. Did they sweep them last year? They swept them, right?
Yeah, because I think
the Thanksgiving game was close.
Yeah, they got fortunate in that game.
Detroit might be better than the Bears. So I could see that.
Yeah. Yep. Whitelaw also likes the Cowboys under. He points out the losses of Cooper, Wilson, Gregory, Connor Williams, so they both like that one. All three teams in the division, he said, improved slightly. Other bets that he made, Patriots over 8.5, Vikings over 8.5.
Patriots over?
Yeah.
Okay, it's their lowest win total.
In?
Right.
20 years?
Yes. Belichick might get involved with the offensive play calling. I know there were concerns there. Max in the best shape of his life. But there were concerns that McDaniels took the Raider job, and now they brought in Judge. What does he know? He's a special teams guy, and they haven't really named a Belichick. Might just say the hell with it. I'll do it.
Yep. Any thoughts on the Vikings over 8.5? Your team?
No opinion.
No opinion? He also bet the Cardinals over 9. I don't know if I can get there with Arizona over 9. He likes the Colts over 9.5. He points out that they have the third easiest schedule, and he really likes the addition of Matt Ryan.
How do they not win the division? Come on.
Well, that's...
Now you see this report. I don't know how many guys they talked to, but there's a report saying we wouldn't mind if Willis was the quarterback. We never bought into Tannehill. We wanted We thought Mariota never should have lost his job. And then he sees a shrink in the offseason after the meltdown against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. That's strong. I'm high on over 9.5. Again, that division, like you just pointed out, the defense is good. They have weapons on offense. And I know we talked about this 2 months ago. I'm pretty convinced that Matt Ryan is a solid upgrade over Carson Wentz. And he also, from pro bettor Jeff Whitelaw, Niners over 10. I can't sit here today. He's a professional bettor. I'm not. But I can't sit here and tell you that I would bet the Niners over 10 if you're going to tell me Trey Lance is the quarterback.
I know. I'm with you. Now, Kittle came out and said there's not a difference between the two. But I'm with you. I don't want any part of that guy. I mean, you can sit here and rip the guy all you want. They were one play away from going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So...
Second Super Bowl in 3 years.
Right. The bigger concern could be what happens with Debo. Do they get that straightened out?
Like, for me, again, if you've listened to the show over, recent years, you know how high I'm on the San Francisco team anyway with their talent. I love them. I loved them last year. Had them on every ticket imaginable. And I don't love Garoppolo. I don't mind him, though. Garoppolo to Trey Lance, totally unproven. Looked shaky at best at times last year. I don't know. To win 11 games, Seahawks are going to be down for sure. But he also likes the Cardinals over 9, so Rams, Cardinals in that division. Niners to get to 11 wins. Boy, that's Garoppolo, yeah. Lance?
17 of the last 19 years, the team's gone worse to first, too. Another reason to like the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
They fit that bill.
All right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. As always, feedback here. Welcomed on and during the show. FTM at VSIN.com is the email, FTM at VSIN.com. Also on Twitter at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Paulie Howard. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up. The best over-under teams in baseball. Day-night teams in ROI. I'd say a 32-12 clip for this team is pretty decent. Details and all that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN Summer Specials here, $39. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. Adam Burke's Daily Best Bets in Major League Baseball, Von Tobel in the NBA playoffs. Here come the finals. If you want the full VSiN experience, you get the Daily Best Bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st, VSiN.com/summer.
Okay, so for those of you keeping score at a bar near you, anywhere in this country or beyond, or maybe at home, or maybe you're playing out here in Las Vegas and some other sports books, we were like this close to cashing out on the 13-run pool last night in Major League Baseball. So the first team to score zero all the way through 13, every single one of those scores in between from opening day until whenever it takes, that's the winner of the 13-run pool. And the Giants, they need 11, Paulie, to win the pool. They were sitting on 11 last. What a crazy game that was last night. They cannot hold the lead for Webb. They're up like 6-1 middle of the game. Then all of a sudden they're down 11-8 after a 7-run inning for the Mets. Then it's, what, 12-11 in the ninth? Two outs, nobody on after a double play?
Yep.
And they're sitting on 11 runs. Like, that could be it. They're going to win the 13-run pool. But no, Jacques Peterson last night hit three home runs, had eight RBIs. Giants win the game 13-12.
Their win probability was 99.3, up 8-2. It was 3.6% down 11-8, and was 4.2% down in the bottom of the ninth, two outs, nobody on.
Wow. Okay, so here's what has to happen now. A bunch of teams need to scratch off one more score to win. I think it's five teams at the top. The Mets need to get shut out. That can happen soon? Could?
Yeah, sure.
Could today. Although they're unbelievable off of a loss this year. The Giants, again, need to scratch off 11. The Guardians, 13. The Padres, 13. And the Angels need to get to 13 as well. Can we hold off until like the middle of June? I have the Guardians at 40-1. They play at Coors Field.
Yes.
Can it go that long?
It could. Yes. Totally random. I love this. What a sweat this is going to be. Again, could take a day. Could take another 2 months, month and a half. Who knows? Oh. Craziness. Burns look good. Nice win for the Brewers. Beat the Padres. The Mets angle, you're right. The Mets have won 14 in a row off a loss. That's in play today. A ton of day games. Here come the Red Sox all of a sudden. What is this? Six in a row? You know, the Twins got a 5.5 game lead over the White Sox now. Twins won again. But the other thing to coincide with this Red Sox streak is what Story's doing. Where did this come from? 11 for his last 30? 7 home runs?
Yeah.
18 RBIs?
Well, he can get hot, man.
Wow.
The long season. As for the White Sox, can we cool down a little bit with the Dylan Cease, American League Cy Young, for a minute now?
Yeah, that was rough.
Can we take it easy for a couple seconds, please, on
tough
that?
One.
Yeah, a lot of runs being scored yesterday across baseball. A lot of runs.
Dodgers killing people now.
Yeah.
They've won, poor choice of words. Dodgers 9-1 last 10, 29-13, plus 102 run differential.
They are that 2.5 run prop, which you can find at a lot of books. They have been mashing teams lately.
Yes.
And that's been cashing in at a nice plus price this week against the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Could very well happen again today. I think what the probables in that game, Urias against Fetty?
Yes, they should cover the run. They should cover the run line.
Okay.
The Bueller had a rough first inning, and that was clear sailing the rest of the way.
It was good to see the Cubs get on track yesterday. A bunch of runs again against the Reds. The Reds are your best over team in Major League Baseball now, 25-16-1. Well, bad pitching and now a pretty decent offense. That's a pretty good combination.
All right, now we're back to the normal Reds. You had your fun. You played the Pirates. You won a series. You took 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee, so now it's no more losses.
I could really go for this team to trade Luis Castillo. And then, like, hit an 11-game losing streak would be great.
Yeah.
How about this? How about inside your division? Trade Castillo to the Brewers, now with the Freddy Peralta injury. I would not shy away from trading inside the division. If a team's willing to give up enough, you take it.
I think they're $4 at Bet Rivers. Could you believe that, to win the division?
Oh, it's too high.
Yeah.
It's too high. Burns, again, like you said, awesome last night.
Yep.
Atlanta, 24-16-3 to the over. That was a wild game. Back and forth. That lead changed hands like three times in the final couple of innings. Bryce Harper with the go-ahead two-run shot. Hold my beer. They give it up and they lose the game. The Giants now 24-17-1 to the over. The Mariners 24-19-1. We talked about that yesterday. That during the show, that game had a total of 7. With those two, Kaprielian and Kirby on the mound?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Flew over.
Yep.
KC 22-18-2. Somehow they got to Zach Gallen last night.
It's really going to be hard for the A's to stay under their win total, don't you think? They're 18-27. Like, they're not going to win 68 games.
Well, it depends on when you bet it. It depends on when you bet
it,
right?
Okay, that's
fair.
Because
that was, I think, 71.5.
Mm-hmm.
The best under teams in baseball. Their game did go over last night, but the best under team is Houston, 32-12. The Tigers with another under, 28-13. How bad is it for this team right now?
Major disappointment. Look at that, 32-12 to the under? My God.
Yeah, for Houston, yeah.
That's crazy.
The Blue Jays, 26-16-1. Mm-hmm. The O's, they went over last night against the Yankees. I tell you, I mean, their record is not great. They're in last place in the American League East. That's a plucky team. They are tricky. They're going to be good, and I don't know when that's going to be.
Next year?
I would.
They're showing fight.
Definitely by 2024, this team is going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
26-17-1 to the under, and the Pirates, 22-15-5 to the under. Your best day teams, Dodgers are 12-4. That's a day game today, correct? Against Washington?
Yep.
So they're 12-4 in day games. The Mets are 15-8. That's a day game out in San Francisco. The Twins are 14-6, and the Padres are 11-6. Your worst day teams, the Braves 4-11, Royals 7-13, Nats 6-10, Tigers 8-15, and your best teams at night, the Yankees are now 19-7, Brewers 18-9, Dodgers 17-9, same thing with the Padres, and your worst night teams in the sport, the Reds are 5-19 at night.
Hmm.
Cubs are 9-17. I have the Nationals at 8-20, and the Mariners are 10-19. Some of your worst day and night teams in Major League Baseball on top of that. Today, well, what do you want to do with the Red Sox against the White Sox? Hill,
yeah, I know it's Rich
scheduled
Hill,
to go.
Yeah, Giolito going for the White Sox.
And you know how the White Sox are against lefties.
Yeah. Well, I know. They're struggling, though. They're 500. And Boston, 6 in a row. I don't want the White Sox. I do like the Padres. Ashby, 1-4 with a 4.50 ERA, 12 road starts. They have not played well against teams the last 2 years, actually, going back. Teams over 500 on the road. Twins, you got to lay a pro. I mean, it's Bundy, so you got to go run line plus money. But they've won 6 in a row, 27-16, up 5.5 on the White Sox, as I mentioned. KC has lost 6 in a row. Diamondbacks are now over 500 again, and they're playing well. And it just, when in doubt, get there with the Mets. 14 straight wins off a loss, 16-8 on the road. And a plethora of day games today.
I'd say that's pretty good for the Mets. Yeah, keep that in mind today. By the way, the Rangers lost last night. That score was 5-3 to the Angels. Have you seen Marcus Semien, what he's doing this year?
No.
He hit 45 bombs last year with the Blue Jays. Right now, on May 25th, Marcus Semien, who signed for all that money, the Rangers had to go and get Marcus Semien and Corey Seager in the offseason, right? Improve
right.
the offense.
Right.
Well, I hope you're sitting down. He's batting 177 with a grand total of 0 home runs.
No way.
He has not smacked one home run yet on the year.
Is he playing every day?
He's played in 40 games.
Oh, my God.
177 with the batting average. Remember, he made that late run last year to get within like one or two at one point of Perez and Vlad to win the home run title.
How many RBIs?
He has...
He doesn't have a home run?
Not a single... He has 9 RBIs.
What?
13 runs scored coming up on June. Oh, man. You want to... Now, last year was an outlier. That was a career year. And the Rangers, you know, they've done this before. Some team was going to pay for it, and they did. And now they're really paying for it this year. Because that guy's doing nothing.
Right. All about protection. That's why what Ohtani did last year was so impressive. He's Marcius.
That's right.
Look at the guys in that lineup. They were terrible.
Yes, they were.
And Ohtani's hitting 40 bombs.
And now you have Detmers going today. Huh? The no-no 2 starts ago, then, you know, wasn't nearly as sharp in his last timeout. We'll see what he's like against his Rangers offense today. All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. 2 weeks ago, he tipped Sebastian Munoz as the first round leader. That got there. He shot a 60 that day and was 12 under on the opening day. That was a huge price. He came so close to following that up at the PGA with Mito Pereira. Who does Indy Jeff like this week at the Charles Schwab? We will ask him that. You can find out coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.